Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for Sunday, October 6, 2013. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums. Hannah Vanker will perform Monday, October 7th at 7 p.m. in St. Paul's Episcopal Church on the corner of East Avenue and Dixon Street in Fayetteville. This vocal ensemble from Estonia will perform ancient hymns and runic songs with a contemporary imagination. The concert is free, but donations will be accepted in support of ovarian cancer research. stpaulsfay.org or 442-7373 for more information.
Ahead on Weekend Ozarks, teaching children about the arts through both live performance and one really large painting. Plus, our Sunday morning montage and more.
You may have heard that late Monday night our time, the federal government went into a partial shutdown. Already, effects have been felt throughout our region, and that's the subject of Timothy Dennis's Week in Review.
The government shutdown is affecting many federally funded programs, such as the furlough of federal workers, to the closure of national parks like the Buffalo National River. One area that won't be affected by government shutdown, at least in the near term, is research and development at the University of Arkansas. Jim Rankin, Vice Provost for Research and Economic Development at the U of A, says that the university has been told that it can continue its research for projects that have already received funding.
We do get quite a significant amount of federal funding, and some of these are, you know, one-year grants, two-year grants, and so they're not always tied to the federal fiscal year, which started October 1st. So they could have at least a year of funding in their account. So we won't see an immediate impact, but you'll start seeing one or two that start running out of funding.
However, Rankin says that some of the other side effects of the federal shutdown are already being felt. For instance, the National Institute of Health isn't taking any new applications for grant funding, meaning that researchers at the university have proposals waiting for when the government operations continue. In addition, if a federal employee or facility is involved in a particular research project, that employee or facility won't be available during the shutdown. And Rankin says that the current federal shutdown has brought with it less immediate uncertainty to the research world than the federal sequester did earlier in the year.
In that case, we weren't quite sure what was going to happen, what kind of impact we had. Each agency had a certain percentage they had to cut, and we didn't know if specific grants were going to be cut, so we were a little bit unknown in that particular situation. In this one, the guidance just tells us go ahead and do the research as long as you have funds. And so we've kind of got a better feeling. I think the big question on this time is how long it's going to last.
But he says that he's hopeful the shutdown will be short so that the research world can get back to business as usual. Other programs receiving federal dollars have been given the go-ahead to keep operating for now, though plans for continued funding will need shoring up if the federal shutdown continues. For instance, Arkansas Department of Health officials Monday reached an agreement with the U.S. Department of Agriculture to fund the Women, Infants, and Children's Program, or WIC, on a week-by-week basis. Ed Barham, spokesperson for the State Health Department, says that the program's continued funding is crucial for those who the nutrition program serves.
The WIC program serves 23,595 infants, 42,105 children, and 2,039 women. And of those women, 10,700 were pregnant and 2,760 were breastfeeding as of last month when these numbers were compiled. So that's a very, very significant portion of women in the state who qualify for benefits because they have a very low income, poor, and very much need proper nutrition for themselves and for their babies.
273 State Health Department employees' jobs are funded through the WIC program. The agreement between the USDA and State Health Department covered state administrative costs through the week, which prevented furloughing of WIC staff and allowed for the state to continue issuing WIC certifications and recertifications without interruption. But State Health Department officials say the negotiations for funding the WIC program will continue as long as the federal shutdown lasts. But many federally funded departments have had to drastically scale back operations. One such department was the Army Corps of Engineers, which manages operations at Beaver Lake. Sean Harper is the Beaver Lake Project Operations Manager. With the news of the government shutdown Tuesday, employees at the Beaver Lake Project Office began closing campgrounds and day-use parks. While he said that 12 of the office's 14 full-time staff would be furloughed once multi-year contingency funding ran out around Thursday, not all operations at the lake would cease during a continued shutdown.
The power generation is still going to continue. There's there's going to be sufficient staff maintained to obviously operate the dam internally in terms of any kind of gate changes that might need to be made. Power generation, those requirements are still in effect, and so there's a minimum staff that's going to be maintained to make sure those things still occur.
Harper said that a minimum staff would also be retained to make sure that gates to the parks stay closed and that the parks are still secure. But the Army Corps of Engineer parks and facilities aren't the only outdoor amenities affected by the federal shutdown. The shutdown is also affecting national wildlife refuges across the country. Keith Weaver is the project leader for the Central Arkansas National Wildlife Refuge, National Wildlife Refuge Complex.
The immediate impacts are the fact that all the national wildlife refuges in Arkansas will be closed to public access, and any types of activities that would be conducted on those, any types of public use activities that would be conducted on those lands are canceled at the present time.
Those public use activities include hunting and fishing, wildlife observation and photography, and environmental education and interpretation. Weaver says that the only activities that will continue at the state's 10 wildlife refuges are forestry management, such as pending timber sales and cooperative farming activities. He says that a lengthy shutdown could have negative implications for the economies and areas surrounding the wildlife refuges. And finally, public service programs across Arkansas are anticipating that the government shutdown will impact their operations, including straining the financial resources of low-wage workers who depend on a stipend from the federal government. Our House, a Little Rock-based organization that provides shelter and training to the working homeless, has 11 AmeriCorps VISTA members working on important programs for a meager salary. Georgia Myarton, the organization's executive director, says that the shutdown could complicate the daily lives of these dedicated workers.
A third of the Our House team is made up of these AmeriCorps VISTA really public servants, and they're not going to be receiving their living allowance. These folks live literally day to day. I mean, their living allowance already puts them at the poverty line. It's already less than $5 an hour if you break it out that way. So their commitment is to live in poverty for a year while serving people in poverty.
Myarton is concerned that a prolonged shutdown could mean that VISTA members won't have money to pay rent or even buy gas and groceries. From the Herald and Blanche Kolk News Studio, I'm Timothy Dennis, and this is Weekend Ozarks at Large.